Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today we're diving into something pretty powerful: journaling for mental health. Ever feel like your brain is just this constant whirlwind of thoughts? Like you're carrying around a backpack full of rocks, and each one is a worry, a fear, or just some random thought bouncing around? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to lighten that load, and it involves something as simple as putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, if you're more of a digital note taker. Journaling isn't just for poets or angsty teens, folks. It's seriously beneficial for everyone, especially when it comes to keeping your mental health in check. You know how sometimes things are just swirling around inside, and you need a way to process them. Journaling gives you that safe space to let it all out, without judgment, without pressure. Think of it like this: your journal is your trusted confidant. It's there for you 24/7, ready to listen to your triumphs, your struggles, your everything. No need to worry about sounding dumb, being dramatic, or even making sense. Just write whatever comes to mind. It's all yours. Here are 5 key takeaways on why journaling can be a game changer for your mental well-being. First off, it helps you understand yourself better. By pouring your thoughts and feelings onto paper, you start to see patterns emerge. You might notice certain triggers that set you off, or recurring themes in your anxieties. This self-awareness is gold. It allows you to identify areas where you need to work on, grow, and become more resilient. Second, journaling is a powerful stress reliever. Ever had one of those days where everything just feels overwhelming? Writing it all down can help release that pent-up tension. Think of it like a pressure valve letting go of the things weighing you down. By getting it out on paper, you create space for calmer thoughts and emotions to take over. Third, journaling can boost your mood. Sounds counterintuitive, right? Writing about negativity might seem like it would make things worse. But here is the thing. Acknowledging those tough feelings and putting them into words can actually help process them and move on from them. It's like giving them a voice and then saying, "Okay, I heard you, now let's focus on something positive." Fourth, journaling promotes self-compassion. When we're struggling, it's easy to beat ourselves up. Journaling allows you to create that safe space where you can be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like a good friend, offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Remember, everyone has bad days, it's part of being human. Finally, journaling can help you set goals and track your progress. Think of it as a roadmap for your personal growth. Write down your aspirations, break them into smaller steps, and then record your achievements along the way. This visual representation of your journey can be incredibly motivating and empowering. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, family commitments, and just the general chaos of everyday life. She's exhausted, irritable, and starting to feel like she's drowning. But instead of letting those feelings consume her, Sarah decides to give journaling a try. Each evening, she sits down for 15 minutes and simply writes whatever comes to mind. She doesn't censor herself if she's feeling anxious, angry, or even just plain tired. It all goes on the page. To her surprise, this simple act of writing starts to make a difference. By acknowledging her feelings, Sarah realizes that she's actually capable of managing them better. She identifies specific triggers that lead to stress and starts developing coping mechanisms. She also uses her journal to set small, achievable goals for each day, which helps her regain a sense of control and accomplishment. You don't have to be a master wordsmith to benefit from journaling. Just remember, it's about getting your thoughts out there, processing them, and ultimately finding clarity and peace within yourself. It's your personal space to explore, grow, and become the best version of you. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Grab a pen, open that journal app, or even just start typing on a notepad. Give journaling a try. You might be surprised at how much it can change your life. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and confidence. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.